Following Christianization, the number of churches in Iceland increased rapidly, and chieftains built churches on their farms. This was no doubt considered to confer honor, since people got space in the Kingdom of Heaven for as many as could be accommodated in the churches they built. The Tithing Act of 1096 required people to pay a tax to churches, and they therefore quickly became wealthy. Many valuable objects in Icelandic churches from the Middle Ages have been preserved, and here the objects are displayed as they were in the churches. On the left, as you enter, as if on the north side of a church, the bells are first. They usually hang on a bell frame in the narthex or behind the chancel of the church. Next is a minister's stall from the church in Hítardalavalli. It was produced abroad. Then there is a large, beautiful carved likeness of Mary and her mother Anna looking at the baby Jesus. Anna is holding a book, as is customary in such pictures. It symbolizes the book of prophecy of the scriptures about Jesus. The likeness is German and was probably done in Lübeck, Germany, just after 1500. It was previously in Holzkirke Church in Önundafjörður. There is also a carved likeness of Mary that's probably Swedish from the 13th century. It's in the Romantic style like the Christ from Upsir and has a crown just like it. Still another likeness of Mary can be seen in a small case, and next to it another believed to be of Icelandic origin. That one is missing its crown. Hanging on the wall is part of a large alabaster altarpiece from Hítardalavalli, made in England in the 15th century. There is an unusually large number of such figures preserved in Iceland. Under these figures are Icelandic altar tapestries with pictures of Mary from the latter part of the Middle Ages. Before the gable farthest to the left is a rood that probably hung at the entrance to the chancel. It comes from Silverstadkirke Church. There, Christ is shown as a martyr in Gothic style. In the middle is an altarpiece from the church in Urgur in Ísafjörðardýp, a Flemish work from around 1500. In front stands a water pitcher in the likeness of a lion used for holy water to wash ministers' hands. A chalice and tray on which communion bread was served, dating from about 1300, are from Skálholt Cathedral. Below them, there is an altar tapestry from Hóla Cathedral, stitched with medieval church curtain embroidery. It's believed to be from the first part of the 16th century. The picture shows Icelandic saints, Guðmundur the Good, Jón Ögmundsson, and Þorlákur Þorhaldsson, along with two angels standing next to them. Helga Sigurðardóttir, mistress of Jón Arason, the last Catholic bishop in Iceland, is believed to have sewn the cloth. On the right, as if on the south side of the church farthest in, is the mass robe of Bishop Jón Arason in Hólar, with decorated ribbons showing various saints. It is a Flemish work from the first part of the 16th century. There are pax cards on a table, pax meaning peace in Latin. These cards, used during Mass, were passed from one person to the next, and people kissed them when the words Pax Tecum, or Peace Be With You, were spoken. In the cabinet is seen a picture of St. Olaf, King of Norway, probably from around 1700. It's believed to be an Icelandic work because on the lower right is a picture of Guðmundur the Good. Olaf was a popular saint and patron saint of many Icelandic churches. Another larger picture of St. Olaf can be seen in the outermost part of the case. The axe and orb, his chief hallmarks, have been lost.